This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, fellow patriots, and welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm Liz Matori, your guest host for today. I know that a lot of you have been in this fight for way longer than I have, and again, like, thank you so much for fighting the good fight. You know, like I now know, it is our country, it is our values, it is our principles, it is our, shoot, it's our God that is literally at risk of being lost. I mean, God's not going to be lost, but, you know, the concept of the power, the might, the importance of said belief is definitely being ridiculed and tarnished over the last several different decades. Folks and supporters of Kevin Jackson know that, you know, it's now or never for us to really step up and speak out way more vigilantly and strongly than we've ever before about our principles. I don't know about you, but kid you not, the biggest pushback I get about being a new conservative or black conservative or black Republican or what have you are definitely from fellow black people and my classmates. Highly educated, so much negativity, honestly, coming from some of my closest friends. I don't want to get into it, but, you know, things have gotten so bad that I'm now, like, not allowed to go to family functions anymore on my mother's side. They took a vote, right? As of Thanksgiving, Liz Matori is persona non grata in the family. Not in most of my family, and quite frankly, not in the black side of the family. But, yeah, the group that grew up in a hyper-liberal environment, well within the belly of the beast and the D.C. metro region, yeah, I'm going to just tell you right now, my family, some of my family members have, you know, I'm not going to name names because they're private citizens, but all the more reason what has happened to my family has happened to a lot of families around the country. And it's really sad. It's really hurtful. And we have to realize that it's not even on the individual level anymore. It really, really, really is beyond the control of the individual at this time. You know, we're talking about folks who are highly educated. They spend a lot of time. They're very learned, if you will. But what are we learning? What are we watching? What sort of media outlets are we literally turn on and we're basically ingesting without even thinking? I wanted to quickly, you know, share with you some of these, you know, quotes from these seminal books when it comes to crafting public opinion. You know, the whole concept of news is to manufacture it. It's about orchestrating occurrences that will attract news coverage and will be viewed by the public as current events. That's a quote from Crystallizing Public Opinion from Edward Bernays. Again, you know, the whole concept is to create startling facts that, you know, present them as news. And develop them into events. Like, kid you not, guys, like, there is a concerted effort out there to control what they call the masses. Quote, people will vehemently cling to the stereotypes that that comprise the foundation of their universe, even when they are patently erroneous. Again, I've lost a lot of friends just by virtue of being a Republican. You know, like, oh, definitely, by far, absolutely. And I'm sure you are out there, too. If you're a Trump supporter, there are a boatload of people that don't talk to you anymore. You know, and so what does that mean? You know, like, what people are willing to give up on their friendships and their bonds and their family members because of it. And how do they not see the values and principles that we are governing on in a kind of a visceral sense are not based on natural law? And again, we as Christians, we as, you know, conservatives, we as non-leftists need to really be mindful of the fact that, you know, we are being manipulated. Again, let's see, case in point. And I talk about the Confederate statues all the time because it was like really like you could watch it like real time how bogus these events really are. So the quote is from this time, propaganda by Edward Bernays. Quote, touch a nerve at a sensitive spot and you get an automatic response from certain specific members of the organism. So yeah, so take that just simple sentence and think about the different events, quote-unquote events, that occur. If you want a specific desired response, and you've already crafted, molded the minds of the community, society, through mass media, through definitely through entertainment, absolutely positively through education, and again, going back to my former classmates, the more education you have, you're even more indoctrinated into it. I mean, think about it. You got... most of your life you were in school. Now that we all know that, you know, universities are overrun and taken over by before, when I was in school and at Columbia, they were left-leaning, absolutely. But there was some variety. You would breaking down concepts. That was the whole point of college. That's what they're there for, you know? But it seems as if we don't have that anymore. And that is such a disservice to society, right? You know, again, a lot more strategic on our side. You guys have been doing this for an awesome amount of time. We have to, like, ramp it up, though. If they are willing to kill people or get people killed in order to take away our guns, or if they are willing to degrade our citizenship or degrade legal immigration status because they are desperate for people to vote for them, and therefore they encourage, you know, people who are unlawful entrants and illegals and people who are non-citizens to register to vote. Oh, that's what they do with those voter files. But oh, guess what? You don't speak English, so it's hard for you to even understand and comprehend what the heck's going on when you bring it up. Oh, yeah, you're the R word. Shoot, R word meaning Republican and or racist. Like, it's just so excruciating to... I mean, I will never, ever go back to the left. And again, I'm so... I praise God every day that I was able to leave when I did. And I know that you out there have that moment too where you're like, oh gosh, you know, like, would you rather know than not know? I would say I'd rather know. I mean, obviously I miss my family. Absolutely. I miss my, like, especially the little ones. It's kind of sad that they think that conservative or what have you, I shouldn't be around their children. I mean, that's how sad and sick this society is getting. And again, it's not us. You know, like, it's the other guys. So what do we do about it? I don't want to give up on my family. I forgive them, you know. I'm not going to forget what's happened. I do think that there's going to be a sense of more of an awakening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I am your guest host, Liz Matori, today. Thank you so much for being so awesome. Honestly, like, I've only joined this fight like 2 years ago. Like, 2-3 years ago, when I started to see the light, if you will, I began to think for myself. All these different, like, sort of catchphrases that I remember hearing, you know, for the first time over the last few years. I'm like, why are people keep on saying that? You know, like, why do they keep on saying, oh, you know, think for yourself, or oh, you're being really brave, or, you know, like, it's absolutely fascinating to be on this side of things. I mean, go back to it. I mean, this is what we really need to do. You know, we now know what we know. We need to share it in every single ability, capacity, opportunity, regardless of how we think we are going to be received. Obviously, you want to be, you know, cordial and you want to be offensive and all that stuff. But shoot, if you're just by virtue of you being who you are without even saying a word, you being an American who chooses an alternative party, which is the other dominant party, like, I mean, how ridiculous is all the stuff that's happening now? So all the more reason, now or never, we got to stand up and speak up for our principles. All of us. We need all of us to be counted, if you will. This is a time where we can't hide. We cannot sort of shy away from the movement or again, like our patriotism, because that's what they want. That's the reason why they ridicule us. That's the reason why they bully us. And, you know, like before I get to the Me Too conversation, because I guess we need to talk about it, and I don't mind, you know, giving my 2 cents, 3 cents, or what have you. So this, you know, transition, this rebirth that I'm going to through in the last couple of years, there are a lot of words that I really hadn't heard of, or, you know they exist, but they're thrown around now, like, all the time. And so one of those words that I kind of wanted to look at, because it's being used a lot in the last couple of years, is the word bigot. Like, that word literally got, like, reborn over the last 2 years, and it's kind of creepy that people are using it again. But yeah, bigot, B-I-G-O-T, right? So I went, you know, in the fanciness of the internet, looked at, you know, Merriam-Webster. I think that's the first, you know, dictionary, tool that popped up. I looked it up. So this is the definition of the word bigot, the favorite word of the left, one of the favorite words of the left. Quote, a person who is a person who is intolerantly devoted to his or her own opinions and prejudices, especially one who is regards or treats the members of a group, racial/ethnic normally, with hatred or intolerance. Bigotry is intolerant devotion to one's own opinions and prejudice or state of mind. I think that deserves repeating again, because I'd like to read through it and kind of think, while I read through this definition, and you think of the definition of the word bigot, who do you think does that describe? I'm just asking. I'm not going to say it because, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of blatant. I'm just going to just give you the definition and you put two and two together, okay? So the definition, according to Merriam-Webster, of the word bigot is a person who is intolerantly devoted to his or her own opinions and prejudices, especially one who regards or treats the members of a group with hatred or intolerance. Bigotry is the intolerant devotion to one's own opinions and prejudices, a state of mind. I also wanted to look up the word that I wanted to figure out what I was witnessing. And the word that popped into my head was the word hypocrisy. So let's see what Merriam-Webster says hypocrisy means. Hypocrisy. Behavior that contradicts what one claims to believe or feel. A hypocrite is a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue. Virtue signaling. I did not look that term up, but that is used a lot, and we are sort of seeing that play out in real time. And maybe that's kind of like where we should go back to the Me Too conversation. So with the term hypocrisy and hypocrite, a person who puts on a false appearance of virtue, let's talk about the Me Too stuff. Okay. We already, for the last hour, have been talking about the use of events to be able to galvanize public opinion in order to create a certain agenda-driven concept to get individuals to, you know, craft the way that they think in a very sort of subliminal way for them to do something that the people who are trying to control it, for those people to control the others, right? So if you say you want to deflect sort of something that happened in 2016, you put all your ducks and all your millions of dollars into an outcome that did not exist, and everything was surrounded by gender or, you know, women or what have you, knowing that women are actually half of the population, and a bunch of them voted for the person that you didn't expect them to vote for. So what do you do when you lose? You blank and complain about it, yes, and you create a fabricated resistance movement to, again, galvanize said support in order to take away from or change the outcome. You can't change the outcome of an election, but I guess you can, according to some folks, but it is what it is. I digress. So you create events. Unfortunately, this hashtag MeToo movement, just like it was with the Women's March, just like which it was with, you know, the shootings, unfortunately, all these things are events in order to create something, not to address something. I got to take a quick break for, you know, the little breaks that we have to take during these sessions, but in the last several, you know, minutes, we are going to discuss how the Me Too movement is another use of an event to push an agenda, and one of the agendas is to oust our president. Again, thank you so much for checking in and checking out this guest host of yours. One of my former friends, one of my advisors when I was making the transition over from independent to Republican, he would say, Liz, you know, you're just one person. What sort of difference do you think you're ever going to make? And that's the great thing about the time we're in now. We all can contribute in some way, whether it's here, whether it's there, whether it's in your communities. We've got to speak up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, Patriots. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm Liz Matore, your guest host, and thank you again for hanging in with me today. So let's get back to this Me Too movement. A lot of people have talked about it. I'm just going to take my personal stab at it. I'm not going to lie. So I had told you that, I grew up with Chelsea, like 2 degrees of separation, you know, like one of my friends, one of her friends, what have you. She's a year ahead of me, though she is younger than me in age. And so when the Monica Lewinsky, President Clinton stuff happened, so I had no idea what all that stuff was, because I was a late bloomer. You know, I didn't know what But all the stuff that we heard in the news, you know, we were a little bit more innocent back then as a society, and definitely as me as an individual. But you know, I had to like ask my dad like what all this was about. You know, it was just so weird. You know, I mean, if you think about it, Monica is only 3 years older than us. So, again, now that I'm now 38 years old, looking back at it, I already knew that that was wrong, you know? Now that we have been interns and, you know, now been supervisors of said interns and, you know, power dynamics, the President of the United States did what? You know, and so all the people who talk about, oh, you know, can you, like, how dare you support President Trump? He said these things on a bus. Oh, by the way, when he said he was a Democrat, but whatever. Honestly, in 1998, when I was a senior in high school, that episode of history, personal history, whatever, really changed my perspective. And I'm sure it changed other women in my generation and others, perhaps older and younger, of what really is out there. You know, that was our huge lesson. Not only was it, you know, hornbag, you know, unfortunately, that's sad to say that it's a term that I used for one of my classmates' fathers, but it is what it is. I mean, it's not even necessarily like the actual acts or the potential of said, but it's really the cover-up. And again, coming from the previous segment, the hypocrisy. Again, when you are supposedly the party of women's rights, and you, as a unit, defend and protect a sexual predator, you literally have zero credibility in my world, and I'm sure in other people's world. So all this stuff, all these things, these Me Too, hashtag Me Too movement, is literally at least 25 years late. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was 18 when that stuff came to fruition. And we know that his activity, just by, you're only talking, I mean, okay, well, I'm not trying to pick on former President Clinton, right? But I know for a fact that when we danced together at graduation, it was a little creepy, not gonna lie. I knew then that he was a little too slick for someone's father. You know, so Weinstein, all these different people, and it's not limited to men in power. Women in power also take advantage of their power and take advantage of subordinates and people who might have their careers at stake. All of it is just, it's really, really goes back to the fact that if anyone really cared this whole time, they would have done something when the cameras weren't on. You know, when you hear, shoot, personally, I mean, as a woman in a professional environment, even as a school environment, you're always on guard. You know, you always kind of have to, again, like, know your worth, know your self-value, know what you are comfortable with and what you aren't comfortable with. You know, some people like flirting. Yeah, sure, like, you can flirt if that's what you're comfortable with, but are there different dynamics when other factors are in place? Absolutely. You know, especially when there's like a freaking, 30-year difference between a person who is the leader of the free world and an intern. I mean, and you expect us to, you know, rally the troops and be against the president of the United States now because you guys screwed up back then. And we literally do not have patience for your hypocrisy anymore. I remember when I was at one of my former jobs, one of my coworkers, technically I outranked him, but as you know, talk about wage disparities, we all knew that he was paid more than all of the directors who happened to be women. We all knew that he was paid more, number one. And unfortunately, my absolute boss was a woman, and that's a whole nother story. But I remember him coming into my office and sitting on my desk next to me while I was sitting on my chair. Nothing happened, but even the proximity and the sort of overt statement of getting in my personal space bothered me. I mean, I mentioned it to my immediate supervisor and, you know, she said, yeah, like that guy has a tendency of, you know, being a little too slick. I mean, it's not just the media. It's not just, you know, Hollywood. It's not just politics. It's mama jammas, men and women who are horrible human beings for like, just, you know, whether it's getting into somebody's purposeful space to, you know, create a sense of, like, power struggle or grab or whatever, or to, you know, take advantage of someone, or to literally, you know, physically harm someone or psychologically harm someone. It happens so often. But the thing that we have to be mindful of is that we as women or we as men, but we as the person who is trying is going to be like or potentially be harmed in a way, we're not helpless. You know, at the end of the day, you have to figure out what Are you willing to stay in that job? Are you willing to have that promotion? Are you willing to have that role? Are you for what? You know, like, I don't think that, I think that there are more options now for you to not have to settle for malarkey. I believe that if we have a strong enough system, a judicial system, that if something has occurred, you go to the authorities about it. You know, like, and yes, when you are a supervisor, which a lot of us women are, when you're a supervisor and one of your people on your staff come with you with a complaint, don't ignore it. You know, we shouldn't need, and we definitely don't need, this hashtag me movement for us to do something about and for us to be aware of it. Because as I said before, yeah, President Clinton really, really, he gave me a lot of preparation to make sure that I was aware of folks like him. Do you know how sad that is? You know, whereas our, you know, I'm with her, you know, Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton, literally their act. That's why your hypocrisy, your singular hypocrisy of two individuals, of two American citizens, of two public figures, of two, you know, supposed leaders of our community, society, etc. Your credibility is literally gone. And again, that has literally nothing to do with our current president, President Trump. A statement, or, you know, I don't know, maybe there's, whatever has happened, it has, you have already set a precedent, a low set of standards, a lowering of our sort of decorum and demeanor of the, you know, the leader of the free world, that as long as you continue to create and fabricate these events, this, again, false philosophy, we're seeing you. We're seeing you for what you are. And again, like, I just, it's just ridiculous. And I don't know why people support, there's so many things that are going wrong. What's going to be the last straw for y'all to, like, realize that that party, or definitely the leftists, have nothing to offer you? Reality? Honor? You know, legality? You know, like, I've had enough with the leftist hypocrisy.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. Oh my goodness, this is our last segment together. I'm Liz Matori. I was guest hosting today for Kevin. And again, it has been so amazing and awesome to connect with you today. Hey, If you enjoyed what you heard, if you think I should do it again, please let Kevin know. If I messed up or is there certain things that you wish that I had covered or whatever, please let Kevin know. He can definitely get contact with me. Again, if you want more folks like me to become like me, like if there are people out there in your life that are very curious, if they are looking for like possibilities, new options, new a new path, that they've gotten really frustrated with where they are, especially as a Democrat, as a registered Democrat. You know, we tend to be afraid of the Republican Party, and we tend to be afraid of conservatives because of what has been stated about us. Because most people know that we are being defined, all the more reason you and I, and definitely Kevin's been doing this for a while, we need to be a lot more vocal about why someone like us are conservative. I know for a fact, from my own experience, another major difference between the different options is, you know, we tend to be a group of individuals, whereas the left, their own sole purpose is to move the masses, and very much agenda driven. We, our number one goal is to conserve this republic. You know, by the grace of God, we do believe in the power and might, and we know and we absolutely believe that, especially in this country, as American citizens, whether it's by birthright or by legal means, we are able to, here in this country, in this amazing constitutional republic, the United States of America, you can tap into your God-given potential and thrive. That's it. When I figured out, or people helped me learn what conservatism is and what the Republican Party actually did stand for, instead of all of the misinformation that I was told, I mean, again, talk about, you know, they want to use the word fake news. How about, again, the fake philosophy that the left has created around the rest of us? And we all know that we're good people. So why don't we speak up for why we are conservatives? I think I've heard, you know, several different reasons why someone has made the switch. Or maybe they are, you know, lifelong conservatives. But again, because we are the minority party, we, Governor Ehrlich, I wanted to share this information with you before I departed with you from you today. Governor Ehrlich was our former governor here in Maryland, and he spoke with our central committee last month here in Montgomery, and he said, you know, the Republican Party has always been the anti-establishment party. You know, we were formed to answer the establishment. The establishment were the Democrats. The Democrats, especially here in Maryland, they are the oldest established organized party in the country. So when we feel like we are going up against, you know, Goliath, we are. And a lot of folks, you know, especially on Facebook, have reached out to me and with words and beautiful words of solidarity and prayer. And they've always, you know, referred back to Christian times. I mean, sorry, in biblical times. You know, we as, you know, God's children have always been challenged by, you know, the people who kind of forget where their power came from. You know, the people who have acquired some sort of power that they think that there's no consequence to their holding of said power. And, you know, a lot of people believe certain things about our president in this time and all that. But, you know, we all have to realize, like, what side are we on? You know, we can do better for each other, by each other. We do have to be more mindful. We have to definitely be more spiritual. We definitely have to be more prayerful. Again, like there's, one of my friends said, you know, you cannot, you know, legislate morality. You have to literally, there's government and laws are not the only things that society are there for. There's society, there's the individual, there's the family, there's community, there's neighborhood, there's town. There's all these layers of relatedness that I think, I don't know when it started, but I now know that that's what happens when you kind of deteriorate units. Going back to the family and how important family is and how important my family and upbringing and parents are. It's easier for you to navigate through life when you have a good foundation. You know that. So as a country, you know, as country people, as citizens, we have to be well grounded in our foundation, and our foundation is the Constitution. And yes, the Constitution was, and including the, you know, the Declaration of Independence, you cannot forget God's connection to that. You have to have one and the other. A lot of people, I think, when you find the chaos and confusion and you find it overwhelming you, it's because you've lost your focus. And I would argue that, you know, all the things that are happening in the dissent and the confusion and the anger and the negativity, you know, again, lastly, with Christopher, before he passed away, I saw him around like 10:30, 11, and then he OD'd by like 1:30. He had took a hit between the time I saw him and the time that he passed away, but, he was talking about how there was this evil spirit that he was always feeling that was surrounding him. And we tend to focus on positivity and we focus on God, and we definitely know that, you know, humans and, you know, beings and people are, and animals are all around us. But we always forget that there's also evil, and evil's powerful. And without the armor that you need in order to, again, protect yourself from influence, harm, you know, whatever that negative energy is trying to do, we really have to be a lot more vigilant. Again, like, this is not the time to be quiet. This is not the time to hide our conservative principles. This is not the time to, you know, be afraid that, you know, we are conservatives and that we believe in God and that, you know, that is not a bad thing. If anything, the people who are questioning your faith, those are the ones you got to be careful of. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious. And that's the thing that's so crazy about, you know, my 2-3 year experience of being a, you know, a new conservative and a born again Republican. The moment that I figured out what all this was, I'm like, wow, that's really simple. So you're basically just telling me that conservatism is just our founding principles. Like, they're just American principles. Nothing too fancy, nothing too, like, over the top. And all those other things that, you know, I have learned, and you know, again, like, I appreciate individual, you know, sort of what you want to achieve as an individual, as long as you don't harm anyone. Yes, I understand that. But when you have a full-on agenda in order to divide and conquer and confuse and manipulate and, you know, basically take people, you know, might away from them so that you can preserve your power and your control over the masses. We have to stop them. Even if we need to pray for these people, we literally have to say, God bless you. That, honestly, is like one of the most powerful sort of deterrents of evil, is simply saying, God bless you, and I'm praying for you. And in that power and in that might, we're going to win this war. I believe it, and I know that, you know, with people like Kevin on our side, and you know, all of you listeners out there, know that this is a winnable war and we are on the same side of right. So again, thank you so much for connecting and listening and being a part of this movement and this mission, and I'll see you next time.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.